Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pallav Agarwal from Antique Stock Broking. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Zico. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the fourth quarter results call of Kirloskar Ferrous. We have the senior management today represented by Mr. R.V. Gumaste, the Managing Director, and the Executive Director of Finance and CFO, Mr. Srivatsan. So I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Gumaste for his opening remarks. So over to you.
Thank you, Pallav. I'm R.V. Gumaste, Managing Director, Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited. It's my pleasure to welcome all of you, ladies and gentlemen, to quarter four and year-end quarterly call of Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited. I'm sure we have published our results. All of you must have gone through our quarterly results. I won't repeat them. I'm sure you have opportunity to go through them. Let me just take you through a few highlighting points. During the year 2022-23, we could manage to produce 527,000+ liquid metal, and this was against 533,900 tons last year, which is, you can say, drop of 1% in hot metal output. But during this year, we completed in quarter one upgradation of blast furnace two. There was a stoppage up to July. And also from 17th of February 2023, we took the shutdown of blast furnace in Hiriyur for refractory lining. So in spite of these two stoppages which were required for the refractory lining and technology upgrade on blast furnace 2, we could still manage to produce 527,000 against 533,000 that completed this upgradation work. With this, we have upgraded blast furnace 2 as well as blast furnace 1. However, we plan to take stoppage of blast furnace 1 to do some maintenance work and changing of the bell system to bellless top or BLT for blast furnace 1 during June, July, August to complete the left out work on blast furnace 1. In spite of these stoppages, this year compared to last year's 527,000, we all going well. We plan to produce another 10% more from the same blast furnaces. I am looking forward to go towards 580,000 tons of hot metal production during 23-24, which will give us an volumetric growth of close to 10% on the pig iron production and thereby the pig iron sales. During this year, we also produced castings 138,000 metric ton against 123,000 metric ton of castings, which is a growth of 12.2%. With respect to pig iron sales quantities, we sold during 22-23 482 metric ton against 495,555 metric ton last year. So sales wise, it is down 3%. So we consumed more pig iron in our own foundries, thereby this reduction, not so much of increase in the inventories. Casting sales increased from 114,342 to 130,345 metric ton, which is a growth of 14%. During the year, there were definite commodity price increases as well as the sales realization improvement, both in pig iron and foundry. Our sales of pig iron went from 2,200 crores to 2,374 crores, an increase of 8%, which is mainly because of the pig iron sales realization improvement from 44,400 rupees to 49,400, an increase of 11.2%. In spite of drop of volumetric sale by 3%, we could achieve top line growth of 8% because of the inflation. On the casting front, our sales was 1,672 crores against 1,290 crores, which is a growth of 30%, and which also came because of the increased prices of the castings as well as because of the increased volume. So the sales volume increase was 12.2%, whereas the growth in the sales value of casting by 30%. Overall company level with pig iron and castings, our sales went to 4,150 crores against 3,615 crores, growth of 15% for the year. The pig iron realization went from 44,000 to 49,400, and casting sales realization from 112,000 to 128,000. A smart increase of almost 12%. For the coming year also, we look forward to increased sale of casting because of the increased demand for the castings from the automotive sector as well as from the earth-moving equipment and off-highway requirements. And as all of you know, we have commissioned molding line or the foundry 2 in Solapur, and we expect to productionize during this year and get some volumetric growth from Solapur line 2 and some debottlenecking activities resulting into increased production and sales from line 1, 2, 3. Thereby, we should be able to make a progress of another 15% volumetric growth in casting production and casting sales. And in addition to this, on the overall front, including our progress at ISMT, we expect increased production of steel and increased sale of stainless tubes contributing to the increased sale and production and sales at ISMT as well, adding to the consolidated income and profitability of AFIL. With respect to debt, the increase, rather I would say that compared to last year, 1,193 crores, we remain at 887 crores. But this was also because of certain short-term borrowings to take care of obligation of public offer at ISMT. Those have been put in place, and we have also completed, received the loan given to ISMT 194 crores back to us, which has helped us to bring down the borrowings to reasonable level around the 800 crores. With respect to projects, we have completed the Cocoon phase two projects, and we have also almost completed the power plant connected with the Cocoon Phase 2, though we are yet to generate full power, which will happen over next 1 month time. So with that, we'll be completing the Cocoon Phase 2 and the power plant Phase 2. With this, we have the Cocoon capacity of 400,000 tons per annum, and the power plant connected with the Cocoon to be 40 megawatts. Line 2 in Solapur, we are almost completed with the Phase 1, which has a capacity of 20,000 metric tons, and we are starting the process, including the environmental clearance and implementation of Phase 2 to make Line 2 in Solapur also 40,000 metric tons. And we would be shortly taking up the Phase 2 and completing it over 1 year time with an investment of about 70 to 80 crores. Two-part foundry in Solapur to produce large castings, which are beyond 300 kg, going up to 2 ton, will be implemented within next 1 year with an investment of about 130 crores. And this will increase the capability of KFI to go for the large castings, which are the demand from our group company as well as our customers who are off-highway equipment and engine manufacturers. We are also taking up certain de-bottlenecking projects and projects to mitigate the coke consumption and to increase the output from blast furnace in Hiriyur, which includes certain projects like stove reheater, truck tippler, stove upgrade, water storage capability, pulverized coal injection, BLT, and upgrading the refractory of the blast furnace in Hiriyur with a de-bottlenecking projects all put together, investment of about 100 crores over the next 1 year to take the Hiriyur figure and plant productivity up and cost reduction to make it competitive and in line with the two blast furnaces at Koppal. With this, we remain committed to the growth projects, and we expect them to progress in line with what we have planned. And only one of the projects which is still WIP is the iron ore mines, which though they have progressed, still not operational. In the meantime, we are going ahead and filing the necessary applications. We have already filed to get environmental clearances to go ahead with the steel project at Koppal, and also certain additional projects to in line with our roadmap of growth projects. With this, I close my opening remarks and would request if there are any questions which I can address. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Digant Haria from Green Edge Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So my questions are on the casting division. That if you know, if I just add up all the foundry capacities that you mentioned, and if we also take into account the 30,000 tons of, you know, the Oliver acquisition which will come, so we'll have 2,30,000 tons kind of a casting capacity, and we are right now at 1,30,000 38,000 tons of manufacturing. So what gives us this confidence that we will be able to reach those 2 lakh plus kind of a number in the next few years?
I think two important aspects: the customer acquisition. Today we have OEM customers of 26, and we have always been falling short in capacity to take care of their full requirement. Leave alone putting additional effort to increase the share of business, develop more castings. We have not been able to deliver the full requirement of our customers, and that can bring down the customer satisfaction with respect to not able to deliver the full capabilities, full requirement. And the interest in KSI with respect to developing more casting continues. And we have been doing well in new product development and quality performance, delivery performance, and the expansion of the business with the value customer is their logical conclusion, and we would like to take it forward. I think there is the increased demand and current available customers requirement is of the order of 300,000, whereas we are still at 150,000 run rate, about 12,000 tons per month. We have made our own plans to increase the output and sales 15% year on year, and then take the journey to 230,000 tons within next 2 to 3 years.
Okay. Great. So that's very good to hear that. So second question is that, a lot of these global players are looking at, foundry partners in India. So is it like, are a lot more foundries coming up, or, are things for you becoming easier or more difficult in terms of competition in this space?
See, there are various opportunities in this field. Smaller components, plastic molding lines is one big area. Similarly, large castings, windmill castings, HRM castings, that could be another field. So it's a big field. Annual production within India is 12 million metric ton of castings. And we are operating in a very small area wherein we are talking about 3 million metric ton of our capacity in an area of, you can say high pressure molding, box based molding line, high productive molding lines, critical casting manufacturing sector, which is about 2 million market in India, including the exports. We are occupying a 300,000 is what we are looking at, which would be like 15 to 20% of that market. I think there's plenty of opportunities if we desire and if we really want to expand. There is a lot of opportunities.
Right. So basically, right execution of the foundry and the quality of casting will be the determining factor. You are saying opportunity is not a problem. That is the
opportunity is not a problem, and also, well integrating the cost structure so that we have right power, right metal, and processes are very, very important. But the cost structure also, the way we have built up with the hot metal availability and the background, with the power being available, either through green solar power or waste heat recovery power. So they all support in making our business competitive, good for the customers as well as profitable for us.
Right. So thank you so much for the detailed reply. So the last question would be on the machining side in castings, are we thinking of increasing the proportion from say 20% which we are right now? And would we do more advanced kind of machining, or we would continue with the with the machining that we already do?
We are committed to deliver machine casting to our customers where our customers want machine casting. That is definitely our priority. But in many cases, customers, if they have their own machine shops, we give them the raw casting, or if they have partners with somebody, we partner with them to deliver the castings to the extent they need machined, we are there. But we also have the in-house capability to deliver fully machined castings. And we will be working towards giving our customers as fully machined castings as possible, because machine shop closer to us is always an advantage to cut down the rejection and deliver the tax-free casting to our customers.
Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shalini Vasanta from DSP Mutual Funds. Please go ahead.
Sir, this is Vivek Ramakrishnan. Last year, you financed your capex comfortably through your internal accruals on a consolidated basis, and seeing sir, both at ISMT and Kirloskar Ferrous. How do you see the debt levels moving this year? Would you require additional debt, or given you mentioned 200 crores of capex in two separate projects, but what will be the total capex in on a consolidated basis?
The coming period, one of the important projects which will come is the making the green power, the solar power under ISMT. We have already gone ahead and ordered, and we are implementing 70 megawatt solar power plant, which has close to 300 crores of investment, but that is a beginning. We also need another 100 megawatts of solar to cover substantial distance of power through solar green renewable energy in ISMT, and also it brings down our power cost very substantially, adding to the value addition under ISMT steel making and tube making. And those may require, I think they will require some amount of borrowing. But we will have a substantial investment coming out of our own internal accruals, but part will come through the funding through debt. And as usual, we look forward to paying back in about 3 to 4 years' time and not really very long-term debt.
Excellent, sir. Sir, and these power projects will come through the current year or next 1-2 years, sir?
The first one is coming this year itself. The next one will come in the next year.
Okay, so this year the capex would be around 700 crores. Would that be an approximate ballpark number consolidated?
No, the capex under ISMT for solar this year would be 300 crores. We expect another 400 crores in next year.
No, sir, on a consolidated basis across ISMT and Kirloskar Ferrous projects.
Around 500 crores between the two companies.
Excellent, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sunil Kothari from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations for really remarkable performance in terms of improving productivity, reducing cost. I think you are one of the best example for Indian capable manufacturing, engineering manufacturing. Really hearty congratulations, sir. Sir, my question is on ISMT. Your strategy is always to reduce the all the costs in terms of whether it's a raw material consumption, employee cost, power cost, other costs. So over next 2-3 years, what you want to do or you wish to do at ISMT, if you can little qualitatively elaborate?
Yeah, I think the line of thinking is very clear. I think they are in the area of cost, means cost of power.
Mm-hmm.
And productivity, which means that, debottleneck and increase the productivity and production of steel as well as tube.
Mm-hmm.
And, not really setting up any new steel plant immediately or not setting up any new tube plant, but debottleneck. So, and capacity utilization, deliver what customers want. And we expect that we can take it to, say, 300,000, 3 lakh ton of steel and 2.5 lakh ton of tube. I think we will take ISMT to at least 4,000 crore turnover. And typically, we expect these businesses to deliver with the cost optimized 15-16% of EBITDA, 10-12% of PBT. That's what we look to make them healthy.
All right, sir.
So my next
main area would be to mitigate and reduce the power cost, which is like power and fuel today, 15-16% in ISMT, and we look forward to bring it down to 4-5% level.
Sir, were you able to reduce the wastage and cost reduction? Those things are as per plan going on after ISMT we acquired?
See, I would rather say that what we focused last year is how do we make availability of maintenance spare parts, availability of consumables, and do certain basic health improvement activities quickly, whether it's sheets, structures, paintings, roads, days, a lot of things, so that what had suffered over the last two decades is restored back and plant becomes good, healthy, presentable. This is priority number one. The maintenance staff gets the spare parts to maintain, and then stability of operations and then productivity improvement, will quality improvement will roll out automatically, but we were correcting the basics to make the plants healthy.
Mm-hmm. So my last question is on this. I understand we are very bullish on casting. It seems that this infrastructure development hopefully is happening and should happen. So because of that, this earth-moving equipment, off-road vehicles, construction equipment, how fast we want to enhance our capability and capacity to for those casting requirements? What is the current size and how we are progressing?
No, we are working with all the customers connected with the infrastructure, basically 3-4 major customers in the field, and they have a lot of interest in KFIL, and we have a lot of interest with these customers. And, you know, we have to see whatever the kind of concrete we have, which is presently 4, and hopefully we add one more to make it 5. But whatever fits into this is our portfolio, and we are working with, very closely with these customers. And if we have to develop another foundry to deliver their increased volume requirements, we are very keen, very interested to ensure that the earth moving equipment of highway customers are fully and properly serviced, and we take that opportunity as KFIL. Yes, we are working very closely with those customers.
Great, sir. Wish you good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sunil. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Ashav Patel from Molecule Ventures PMS. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a stable set of numbers despite the challenging macro environment, especially the coking coal volatility and volume loss due to plant stoppages. So, sir, my first question is regarding Oliver Engineering. We have been selected as L1 for Oliver. So I understand you can't share all the details, but just wanted to get a brief on their, you mentioned the capacities on today's news interview of 28,000 metric ton, but how about machining capacity? What machining capacity they have? What are the expertise which they are having? Are there any expansion approvals with the company? What would be the replacement cost of the assets? Can you please throw more light on the same?
As regards the machining, there is no capacity.
Okay, no machining capacity.
No machining capacity there. As regards what is the capacity, what we will do and what we will make, how much we will produce, once the acquisition process is over, I will speak to you.
Sure. Sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
And sir, regarding pig iron segment, so you mentioned on the interview today that margins are expected to stay in the similar range, consolidate in the current range. But as we can see, the coking coal is down over last 3 months, close to 35% from $400 to $250. So shouldn't this lead to margin improvement over Q1 and Q2?
I think it's very important to note that the pig iron prices were never in line with the $400 coking coal, and we never bought $400 coking coal. Our highest bookings were in the range of $300, blended $290 kind of thing, and it was challenging to manage even those coking coal prices to make pig iron and deliver. So we could manage the blend and avoid $400 buying. Now the prices have come down to $250, but there is always inventory for at least 3 months, including what is in the plant and port, what is on the ship, and what is contracted. All these are commitments, we can't go back. So 2-3 months is normal inventory cycle. And as the prices have come down, we have started our movement for procurement, but it will take some time. So pig iron prices to pick up when the prices go up, pig iron prices to come down when the prices go down. But I would say that we never really touch those 400s, but today if you talk of blended 250, it takes some time to really adjust to the prices, couple of at least 3 months all the time. So when downward correction of coal prices happens, it's always a little bit of pain cycle, and going up is a beneficial cycle.
Sure. So, sir, assuming that realization stays the same for next 1 quarter, Q2 can really be beneficial considering that we carry 3 months of inventory of coking coal with us. Q2 can be significantly different in terms of margin profile compared to Q1. Is it correct understanding? If the realization stays the same, obviously.
No, I think what is important in this is if we have avoided the peak pricing of the coals, then it will allow us to have some positive margins, stable margins. That's what we try to do. Every time we can't catch the bottom, but after having done avoiding of the peak prices of coking coals, how do we really get our margins, and how do we mitigate the cost pressures working with pig iron pricing, working with the coal procurement strategies? I would say that we did reasonably well last year because we have went through the cost pressures, but I think this year as well, there are certain challenges. But we are looking forward to improve the sentiments from the iron and steel segment, which is not really very attractive as on today. But we look forward that once the coal price little bit come down, which we are seeing now, but after a couple of months, we will get the benefit.
Sure, sir. So what would be our blended coking coal? Can you please share the rough figure for Q1 FY24 versus Q4 last quarter?
No, I think I would say that end of Q4, beginning of the Q1 this year, we are talking about blended price of very close to 300. So after 2 months or so, we can come to blended $250. So $30-$40 difference can come after a couple of months. And then only we get our margins restored.
Got it. And sir, regarding coming to the casting segment, so as we have announced capacity enhancement from 1.5 to 1.7 in phase 1 by investing close to 200 crores. But earlier our plan was to invest 200 crores for expansion of 50,000 metric ton. Is that correct understanding from 1.5 to 2 lakh?
Yeah, well, you are right. The first three foundries installed capacity is 150,000, and we said we will invest in two phases about 250 crores and add another 40,000 ton of capacity and take it to full capacity to about 200,000 metric ton.
How much will be the total investment?
See, about 170, 180 we have already done in phase one.
Hmm.
Another 70 crores we will invest in phase 2 to make Solapur line to 40,000 capacity.
Got it, sir. And sir, you mentioned on previous con calls that due to buoyant demand in the casting segments, we were evaluating increasing the capacity from 2 lakh to 3 lakh by setting up two new lines, investing 250 crores each. So even after the Oliver Engineering announcement, if we win the bid, would you be still keen to go ahead with organic expansion?
I would say that including the Oliver expansion, we will still look forward to total capacity creation of 300,000.
This would be in the next 2 years, right?
Including greenfield, brownfield and acquisition all put together 300,000, and that is our roadmap for the next 2-3 years. After that we will have to develop our strategy afresh, but right now we are looking towards capacity of 300,000 total.
Got it, sir. And sir, regarding...
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Ashav Patel. May we request that you return to the question queue for follow-up questions, as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to one or two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the queue. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the large casting foundry, sir. So when do we expect this capacity to be set up, and what kind of revenue potential can we expect here?
Sahil, as you know, this two-part foundry, glass casting foundry, is not a standard box size foundry. It's less number of castings, different variety of castings to be made with a flexible process. We have been taking a bit longer than standard time in strategizing and planning this foundry. We have not yet really broken the ground still. We are still in the process of planning, strategizing, and also finalization of the equipment and process of the foundry, and which we plan to complete in at the most couple of months, and thereafter it will take 1 year for the foundry to come out. And second part of the question is we are planning to pick up the capacity of about 1,200 tons with a revenue potential of 300 crores of top line.
So just to get it correct, you said 100 tons, right? How much? Sorry, how much you say?
No, 1,000 tons per month, 1,200 12,000 metric ton per annum of two-part large castings.
And revenue potential of 300 crores.
Yes.
Okay. So then safe to assume that all this 130 crores that we will happen this year. The 130 crores capex for this foundry will not happen this year, the complete capex?
Within next 1 year it will happen. It could be 1 year, 2 1 year, one more quarter.
Right. And my second question,
it will happen partly in this financial year, partly in next financial year.
Right. So just to get the 200 crore capex guidance that you've given for now, just to get it correct, I mean 100 crores is what we aim to spend that you definitely more, and 70 crore will be for the second foundry, and then also for the last casting foundry, right? I mean these three things plus PCI.
No, your voice was breaking. I couldn't understand all the three.
Is it
Mr. Sahil, may we request you to use the handset?
Yeah, I'm on the handset. Is it better now?
Yes, it's better.
Yeah, it is better off now.
Yeah, so just I was trying to 100 crore capex that you have guided for FY24. So, right between the large casting foundry, the 100 crores at Hiriur, the PCI, and the Solapur phase, the second foundry, right? In fact,
I just mentioned 500 crores consolidated between KFI and ISMT.
Right. And my second question could be about
300 crores to 400 crores in KFI. Balance 300 crores between the 2 years in ISMT.
Okay, sir. And my second question would be regarding ISMP. So, this morning in the interview, you have guided about a 10% volume growth. So, this is lower from what 15% you were targeting before. So, any kind of, demand weakness are you observing, or what has led to the guidance coming down over there?
No. I think anticipation is that we will have overall 12 to 10 would be 10% growth, casting and would be 15% growth, and tube would be 10 to 11% growth, and steel could be around 25% growth. Overall, I can expect around 14-15% overall. 13-14% growth, and maybe the pricing, my anticipation is about 2-3% downside. So the top line growth comes to 10-11%.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Our next question is from the line of Bharat Sheth from Quest Investment Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations and good set of number.
Hello. Thank you. Sir, so go ahead, Bharat.
Since we have spoken so much on the pig iron, casting and the tube, and so we want to understand this pig iron by year, and what will be our total capacity, and what all these cost reduction measures that we have initiated or taken in past as well as in current year. So approximately per ton, what kind of a cost can come down? What was to say year and back?
It's a quite complex mechanism. What I would say is, out of the various cost reduction measures, we have been able to get the benefit in terms of coke consumption reduction. They are in place. Power generation is in place. Power utilization is in place. And I would say that if you look at proper and full capacity utilization without major stoppages could happen from next year. So all the volumes will go to newer levels, and those productivity increases will give the benefit on cost as well. And I would refrain from putting the numbers because it's a lot more complex, but all these efforts are to see that we maintain the growth plan and maintain EBITDA generation abilities of the order of 15-16%. That's the game plan on which we are working.
Excellent. And so last, second question, all these volume growth you have said, but price decline could be 2-3%. Is it because of input cost going down? And overall, how do we see the EBITDA trending for, say, whether in pig iron per ton and steel per ton, casting per ton, and tube is, of course, as a percentage. So how do we see all this with these all initiatives in 24 and 25 over 23?
I'm not talking about 25, but currently 23-24. Some commodity price corrections have happened already, and they are in the process, which could we will have a pass-on mechanism to our customers, thereby there may be a downward correction of 2-3%, and our growth of 12-13-14% can take us to top line growth of 10%. And this is only current estimate, and you never know commodity cycle. There can be new change coming, and currently, quarter one normally low cycle, but closer to the festival times, after the tractor pick up in June, things could be changing, and I am not in a position to see that future. But I would safely say that some commodity price corrections could result into our own product price corrections, basically to correct the product pricing based on the input cost commodity price correction.
But, sir, my question is...
Maintain our margins like last year.
Okay. Sir, what is your gross, borrowing at the end of the IMCTA, IFMT and KFI put together, and how do we see the end of, with this 500 crore kind of a capex in end of 24?
The major part of this 500 crores, especially this year, almost 300 crores is towards the cost reduction, which is the power cost reduction coming because of the solar. Not in terms of really debottlenecking and increasing the top line, but a lot of work has been done over the last 2 years in enhancing the capacity, debottlenecking, which should keep supporting us to grow, especially this year and next year, next to next year. I think we are in ISLT also we have something to do on debottlenecking, but the low-hanging fruit is on power cost mitigation and getting the quick benefit going solar and reducing the power cost. So in ISLT investment, more focus is to make the steel making, tube making, margin improvement and make them stable and cut down the power cost. That is the main aim in ISMT. And some activities which are ongoing in Hiriyur with respect to related to blast furnace, in Solapur related to completion of phase 1 of line 2 and completion of phase 2 of line 2 and 2 part foundry, those would be the project on the casting side.
How do we expect this will be largely from internal accrual or will need some extra borrowing?
I would say largely from internal accruals. We may have to borrow something for the solar power plant in ISMT.
Well, thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Anjal Bagaria from Individual Investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Hello.
Sir, I would like to know, like, after the relining of the Hiriyur furnace, what is the production enhancement that we can expect from the relining in the pig iron capacity?
Yeah, I think some improvement has already come. We have done something on the stove to increase the temperature and certain things on the blast furnace. I expect, it has already gone from around 500 ton per day to 550 ton per day. I think about 30 to 40 ton per day, and we should be able to look forward to produce 180,000 tons in Hiriyur.
Okay. And sir, another question would be, like, is there any another shutdown planned in the coming time?
Shutdown of blast furnace is planned for the June, July, August.
June, July, August. And what would be the impact on the production because of this?
In spite of these shutdowns, so this year I think we'll produce 580,000.
580,000.
About 10% more than last year.
Okay. And one last question, like, what if I can get a rough idea on what is the captive pig iron consumption that is used in our ISMT and castings production?
In the casting production is already in place, you know, so it may improve a little bit marginally. Like against 527,000 tons, I think our pig iron sales is 480,000. Let me check that. Our hot metal production is 527,000 tons. Against that, 480,000 is our pig iron sales. So it's minusing the skull production in the production process and consumption of liquid metal in the castings. What is not deducted is the pig iron sales to ISMT. And that could be of the order of 60,000-70,000 tons per annum. So once we merge, that will also become internal transfer and not sale.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Chetan Phalke from Alpha Invesco. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, our deemed exports volumes for the year are around 29,000 tons. So just wanted to understand, let's say if these companies have to procure these castings from Europe or US or other regions, what would be the average costing for them? I mean, our blended costing is around 129 rupees right now. So just wanted to understand the differential in the pricing.
No, there are two kinds of, when we say deemed export, we are talking about not exporting casting, but exporting engine vehicles. Ultimately, our castings going out of the country as part of the engine, or that's what. This is one. And second is we sell it to Indian partner and Indian partner exports, casting without machining or with machine. And the other one is the replacement of import by our Indian supply within India. But we are generally talking about our castings going out either machined or unmachined or as engines. We detest the last question to be asked again. I got disconnect.
Mr. Chetan, could you repeat your question, please?
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to understand the differential between, let's say, the cost of casting procurement in US, Europe versus in India. I mean, just wanted to figure out if it is, how cheaper is it to procure these castings from India operations for global counterparts as well?
Yeah, I think there is a substantial difference in the pricing, and the customers in Europe and US earlier, one of the options was China, and I think there is increased interest for procuring from India in place of China, as well as some of the replacement from European foundries to Indian foundries. And the commercial or price differential is very substantial, and it is a bigger possibility for India to serve that market.
Okay. Will it be more than 20-30% or even more than
20%? Typically, 30-40% is the difference.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And yeah. Sir, you just mentioned that we are going to put up a large sized casting unit, I mean around 12,000 tons. So it works out to be, I think those castings will be of 250 rupees a kilo realization. So will what will be the margin difference between the in the business that we do currently versus these large size castings? Is it a higher margin business comparative?
The productivity levels of two-part foundries are very low. Manual interventions are high, and these are large castings. Mold costs are high, and typically I would say that considering all this, we may get also lower productivity from the capital installed. Because of this, the two-part foundry casting prices are much higher, and the margin per kg would be higher, but overall you can expect similar kind of contribution with respect to the capex. So a typical 1,000-ton foundry of two-part is equivalent to 2,000-ton foundry of high-pressure molding line. So it's that kind of ratio.
Okay. Okay. Got it. That's it from my end, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Due to time constraint, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you very much. I think it was a pleasure talking to all of you, and thank you very much for your interest in KFIL, Kirloskar Ferrous Industries Limited, and look forward to talking to you after the first quarter. Thank you very much, and back to the coordinator. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.